Report on State and Federal Legislation by Frank Welty. As this report goes to press, the California Council of the Blind is preparing its 2010 legislative agenda. We plan to sponsor a bill that would require the state to make proposed regulations available in a format that is more readable for blind Californians. Currently, proposed regulations are formatted so that it is difficult for a person using screen reading software to read these documents to determine which portions of the regulations are being revised. We also hope to reintroduce our bill that would require agencies that primarily serve the blind as a condition for receiving state funding to reserve at least 20% of the seats on their boards of directors for people who are visually impaired. As a nonprofit agency serving primarily women or ethnic minorities would lack credibility if its board of directors consisted mostly of white males, it stands to reason that the boards of agencies serving the blind must include meaningful representation from our community if they are to serve our best interests. We have received numerous complaints of mismanagement of the Business Enterprise Program in California. CCB will be working hard to promote positive changes in BEP so that more opportunities can be opened up for Californians wishing to operate food service businesses and government facilities. Regular readers of the page 63 Blind Californian are aware of the problem of discrimination against people with visual impairments in the entertainment industry. This industry is a significant segment of our state's economy, and if blind people are to attain employment parity here, it must remove existing barriers to the employment of blind entertainment professionals. CCB will work to bring about these necessary changes. In 2009, our community was hit hard by a variety of harsh and disproportionate cuts to essential state services. Once again, the state legislature is facing a very large budget deficit in 2010. CCB will stand with other groups to resist further budgetary attacks on California's most vulnerable citizens, blind and visually impaired people. I encourage each of you to contact your assembly member and your state senator to let them, page 64, know how various state programs touch your life. Federal legislation. You'll find a discussion of H.R. 734 in the ACB Convention Report. So far, 12 members of Congress from California have signed on as co-sponsors: Howard Berman, Lois Kepps, Bob Filner, Jane Harmon, Barbara Lee, Dan Longren, Doris Matsui, Dana Rohrabacher, Linda Sanchez, Adam Schiff, Pete Stark, and Maxine Waters. We are seeking more co-sponsors. If your member of the House of Representatives is on this list, please thank them. If your representative isn't yet a co-sponsor, please ask them to become one. We also encourage you to ask our U.S. Senators Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer to co-sponsor S-841. CCB is encouraging California's members of the U.S. House of Representatives to co-sponsor H.R. 3101. The 21st Century Communications and Video Accessibility Act of 2009. The author is Ed Markey of Massachusetts. 5 California representatives, Mike Hunda, Barbara Lee, Grace Napolitano, Linda Sanchez, and Pete Stark, are co-sponsors. CCB is encouraging California's members of the U.S. House of Representatives to co-sponsor H.R. 571, which would increase the maximum tax-deductible value of vehicle donations from $500 to $2,500. The author is William Delahunt of Massachusetts. Car donations are a significant funding source for CCB, and this legislation will encourage more people to donate cars to help CCB serve more visually impaired Californians. So far, H.R. 571 has 12 California co-sponsors: Howard Berman, Brian Bilbray, Mary Bono Mack, Dennis Cardoza, Jim Costa, Susan Davis, Bob Filner, Mike Hunda, Tom McClintock, Jerry McNerney, Dana Rohrabacher, and Pete Stark. S-700 and its companion bill H.R. 1708 have been introduced in the U.S. Congress. These identical pieces of legislation are entitled Ending the Medicare Disability Waiting Period Act of 2009. Senator Jeff Bingaman, DNM, and Rep. Jean Green, DTX, are the chief sponsors of the legislation in each body. So far, 11 Californians have co-sponsored H.R. 1708, Mary Bono Mack, Annie Shook, Sam Farr, Bob Filner, Mike Hunda, Barbara Lee, Zoe Lofgren, Grace Napolitano, Lucille Roybal-Allard, Maxine Waters, and Len Woolsey. Senator Barbara Boxer has co-sponsored S-700. We encourage you to call your congressional, page 65, representatives and U.S. senators in support of all of these bills. You can reach the office of your member of Congress by calling the U.S. Capitol switchboard at 202-224-3121. You can get detailed information about CCB's legislative activities by reading my legislative reports, which will be posted regularly on CCB's website, www.ccbnet.org, and distributed on our various email lists. Also, you can listen to the reports by calling the CCB toll-free phone number 800-221-6359 during evenings and weekends. For federal legislative information, please check the Washington Connection, 800-424-8666, or ACB's website, www.acb.org.